This is the Voice from Jerusalem. We invite you to join us now as Yuval Shomron brings you his program called Hebrew Highlights.
Shalom. This is Yuval Shomron coming to you live from Jerusalem. Many of you already know at least five Hebrew words. Hallelujah, Abba, Yeshua, Adonai, Amen. Hallelujah, of course, means praise God. One of these days I'll do a whole program on Hallelujah. Abba means Father. Galatians 4:6 reads, "And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father." It is an intimate word in Hebrew, and really in English, it is more like Daddy. Yeshua is, of course, the original name in Hebrew of Jesus. If you've listened to this program before, you may have noticed that I usually use the name Yeshua even when speaking in English. Why, you might ask? Let me tell you one reason. You may have heard of the famous undersea explorer and photographer, Jacques Cousteau. I'm sure that on his lecturing tours to the U.S. or England, he was introduced to many people. Some of them may have said, "Nice to meet you, Jack." Now, Monsieur Cousteau, being a nice guy, probably was not offended by this English pronunciation. However, he was likely very appreciative of those who attempted to say Jacques in its more beautiful original French form. By the same token, I don't ever remember hearing of the world-famous classical flautist Jean-Pierre Rampal being introduced on stage as Jean-Peter Rampal. I am sure Yeshua is blessed when anyone calls on his name in any language. But maybe, just maybe, he is even slightly more blessed when we learn to say it in its beautiful original Hebrew form, Yeshua. Try addressing him in this way next time you pray. Now back to our original track. The fourth Hebrew word you may know is Adonai, which means Lord. It is often used in spoken Hebrew in place of the letters Yud He Vav He, which are together the unpronounceable name of God, which in English we sometimes render as Yahweh or Jehovah, neither of which are likely to be the actual correct pronunciation. This too deserves delving into in a future program. The fifth and most common Hebrew word is, of course, Amen. The usual dictionary definition of Amen is, so be it. Actually, you could fairly give it several slang meanings, such as, you'd better believe it, or you got it, dude, or enough said, or that's all, folks. The point being that whatever passage preceded the Amen is to be believed and needs nothing added. Now, your five Hebrew words used together actually make a sentence. Hallelujah, Abba, Yeshua, Adonai, Amen. Or in English, praise God, Daddy, Jesus is Lord, so be it. Okay, now that you know one Hebrew sentence, you are ready to visit Israel. Believe me, if you come and stand on any street corner, raise your hands up to the sky and say out loud, Hallelujah, Abba, Yeshua, Adonai, Amen, you are sure to get a reaction. Shalom, shalom, from Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Hebrew Highlights with Yuval Shomron. Visit our website, www.HebrewHighlights.com.